Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something proper dark and proper useful, a sub-pressure jungle break roll in Ableton Live 12, and we're arranging it like a real pre-drop phrase, not just a loop that happens to be busy. This is that classic DNB moment where the room feels like it's inhaling. The break starts talking, the sub starts pressing down, and the atmosphere wraps everything in fog. Done right, this kind of section can lead into a drop, a switch up, a halftime reset, or a DJ-friendly transition, and it works because every layer has a job. We're going to think in three energy layers. The break gives us motion. The sub gives us force. The atmosphere gives us scale. If one layer tries to do everything, the section gets cramped. If each layer stays in its lane, the whole thing starts to feel huge. Let's set up the session first. Aim for around 170 to 174 BPM. Create four tracks: drum break, sub pressure, atmosphere, and effects or transition. On the drum break track, load a classic jungle break or a break you've resampled yourself. On the atmosphere track, add a long noise bed, vinyl air, a field recording, or some dark pad texture. And on the effects track, leave room for reverse hits, risers, impact tails, or filtered noise sweeps. For tools, keep the Ableton stock devices close at hand. Drum rack if you want to slice manually, auto filter for tension movement, saturator for grit, utility for mono control, EQ8 for carving space, and glue compressor for a bit of cohesion. And a quick pro move: color code everything. In advanced DNB work, clutter is usually the enemy, not lack of ideas. Now, the key mindset shift: don't make a one bar break loop, make a four bar phrase that evolves. That's what gives the roll narrative. Bar 1 establishes the groove. Bar 2 adds a ghost snare or an extra hat pickup. Bar 3 increases density with a chopped fill. Bar 4 gives us a lift, a pause, or a little vacuum before the next section hits. If you're using simpler, slice mode is your friend. Map the break to its transients and manually resequence the hits either in session or arrangement. If you're editing audio directly, use warp markers sparingly. Keep the swing human. Don't overcorrect it into something robotic unless that's a specific creative choice. Tiny fades on chopped clips are worth doing too, just to avoid clicks. Now let's build the sub-pressure layer. This is what turns the roll from energetic into physically heavy. Create a separate MIDI track and load operator or analog. A classic move is a sine wave in operator, fast attack, short decay if you want pulsed notes, and very little extra filter shaping. Keep it clean. Write the MIDI so it supports the break instead of fighting it. You don't need a busy subline here. In fact, simplicity is usually stronger. Try sustained root notes under the first two bars, then offbeat sub stabs in bars 3 and 4, and maybe a short passing note at the end of the phrase to imply movement. Think authority, not complexity. Keep the sub strictly mono. Utility at zero width is the default move. Add just a touch of saturation if you need the bass to read on smaller speakers, but stay conservative. A few dB of drive is enough in most cases. And be careful with the low end. Leave headroom for the drums. If the sub is peaking too hard, the whole groove loses punch. The rule of thumb is simple: if the break is busy, let the sub sustain. If the break opens up, let the sub punch. That call and response relationship is what makes the section breathe. Next, the atmosphere layer. Since this lesson lives in the atmosphere's space of drum and bass production, this part matters a lot. We're not just dropping a pad on top of the track. We're framing the roll with depth and menace. You can use Waveedable for a low motion pad or a noise driven texture, or simpler with a stretched atmospheric sample. You can even use Foley, reverb tails, room tone, final hiss, or industrial ambience. Then shape it hard enough that it stays out of the way. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Use EQ8 to cut harsh resonances in the 2 to 5 kHz range. Add reverb, but keep the dry wet controlled. And if you want it to move, automate the filter cup off slowly across 4 or 8 bars. The atmosphere should feel like a shadow behind the drums, not a pad sitting on top of them. That's the difference between depth and blur. Now let's tighten the groove. Group the drum layers into a drum bus. On the group, use glue compressor gently. We're talking light ratio, moderate attack, and a sensible release. The point is to glue the break together without crushing its transients. Add a bit of saturator if you want harmonics and body. Trim the unnecessary subrumble below 30 to 40 Hz with EQ8 if needed. And if the break still feels too rigid, go into the groove pool, add a bit of swing, or nudge a few ghost notes by hand. A lot of producers overcompress here. Don't do that. The break needs to breathe. If you flatten the transient shape too much, the roll loses that live, dangerous energy. Subtle drum bus treatment is usually enough. Now for the real musical trick. Call and response between the break and the sub. A strong DNB roll often works, because the drums and bass are not doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. Let the break dominate the first half of the bar, then let the sub answer on the offbeat or the second half. In bars 1 and 2, let the break stay busy while the sub sustains. In bars 3 and 4, let the break add fills, while the sub plays short notes on the end of 2 and 4. Then on the last beat, drop in a tiny sub pickup or a pitch down note right before the drop. That tiny bit of negative space can be deadly. Sometimes the absence of bass is what makes the return feel enormous. Now we automate the tension. This is where the section becomes a build. On the atmosphere track, slowly open a high-pass filter or adjust the reverb so the space swells in during the first half of the roll, then pulls back before impact. On the drum break, you can add a little filter movement or a small density change, but don't overload the whole loop. Build energy through contrast, not just through more and more layers. On the sub-pressure track, keep the fundamental mono the whole time. If you want a sense of motion, add a very subtle saturation increase or a tiny filter movement, but don't let the sub become flashy. The low end should stay emotionally simple. Complexity lives better in the rhythm and texture above it. A strong final bar move is to reduce the atmosphere slightly, narrow the drum bus just a touch if needed, and throw in a reverse cymbal or noise sweep. That gives the ear a clear sign that something is about to land. At this point, think about arrangement, not just the loop itself. If this is going into a real tune, the roll needs to function in context. A common darker DNB structure is an 8-bar intro with filtered break fragments and atmosphere, then a 4-bar sub-pressure roll, then the drop. If you want it to be DJ-friendly, keep the first 2 bars a little less dense, and make the last 2 bars more aggressive. That gives mixers room to work while still building serious tension. You can also duplicate the roll and create alternate versions with different final bar fills. That's a very smart arrangement move. It keeps the tune from feeling looped every 16 bars and gives you subtle variation without changing the whole identity of the phrase. Let's zoom out for a second and hit the big idea. A great sub-pressure jungle break roll is rhythm, weight, and atmosphere working as one system. The break creates motion, the sub creates pressure, and the atmosphere creates the world around it. If that section feels like it's building a dark current under the track, you're on the right path. A few advanced habits will push this further. First, print and edit. Once the groove feels good, bounce the drum, sub, and atmosphere together to audio and recut it. That often sounds more cohesive and more underground than endless MIDI tweaking. Second, check it at different listening levels. Quiet monitoring tells you if the groove still reads. Medium level tells you if the sub and drums are balanced. Loud level reveals whether the ambience is masking the transient detail. And third, keep the low end simple. If the sub is doing too much, the authority disappears. You can also use little contrast moves to make the roll feel bigger. One bar dry, next bar wet. One bar full break, next bar stripped. One bar sub heavy, next bar drum heavy. Small differences every bar often hit harder than one giant automation move. If you want a quick practice target, build a 4-bar roll from scratch in about 15 minutes. Load one break, slice it up. Make at least 3 different bar identities. Add a mono sub with only a handful of notes. Layer 1 atmosphere, automate 1 filter move and 1 reverb move, then bounce it to audio and listen back quietly and on headphones. If you can mute the atmosphere and still feel the tension, the drums and sub are doing their job. If you can mute the drums and still feel the pressure, the sub and atmosphere are doing their job. So the mission is clear. Shape the break like a phrase. Keep the sub mono and intentional. Use atmosphere to frame the scene. Automate in 4 and 8 bar arcs and leave enough space for the drop to actually hit. That's how you get that dark, rolling, sub-pressure jungle energy that feels alive, heavy, and ready to move a room. Now go build it, print it, and make it breathe.